Good morning, Angels. This morning about a trending topic in South Africa at the moment, unfortunately, and that is load shedding. I said on the show yesterday morning, you know what, we should give a generator to an organization that desperately needs it. Then this mail came in from Lynette. She says, yeah, dear Martin and Angels, thank you for the opportunity to submit our request for this generator as per your broadcast this morning. The organization that she's asking for is an organization called Women Against Rape, or WAR for short, founded 20 years ago by Janine Rowley. Now, the motivation here is saying, while preparing our meals on the WAR premises to distribute to the communities, load shedding is seriously hampering our continuity. It's imperative to continue the feeding projects as the recipients, mostly children, have no other means to obtain a nutritious meal. This is often their only balanced meal they get the entire week. Now, already right there. How could you not?
How could you not?
On the air this morning with us is Janine Rowley, that I just spoke about, who founded this amazing initiative 20 years ago. Janine, good morning.
Morning, Martin.
How are you?
Very overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed. Very excited.
Excited to talk to you. And I know you're probably very tired of telling the story, but would you mind telling me the story? How did you start Women Against Rape all those years ago? Why and how?
Okay, Martin, thank you. And thanks for being on the program. I listen to you every day of my life. Martin, yeah, no, I love it. I can't do anything without Jacaranda. So it's just awesome. Best station. Martin, I had a very bad incident when I was 7. That caused me to be a very different child from the normal, I guess, because when you don't really know what's happening to your body and somebody abuses you, it's very odd to know at that time of your life. Maybe it's something that should happen.
Yeah.
And obviously that consequently, you know, I turned myself away from everything. I never told my mom, bless her heart, she's gone today. I was just too afraid. I didn't know if she'd listen to me or trust me or... Also because it was something very, very inside. And subsequently, I, you know, like children do, wet your bed, bite your nails. I mean, the hate anything around you, dislike men, obviously, fathers, anybody that's close to you. And at about 19, I was on a tour, and I was raped. And then subsequently again at 21. And I couldn't do anything at the time. I just thought, was I inappropriately dressed? Was I not the right? Was I doing something wrong? And I just want people to know that it's not about that. It's not about that. It's just about a sick society. It's about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, it's not that either. It's just something that unfortunately happens. Maybe it had happened, but it happened to me because I had to give back to the world or show people, you know, to move on, get through that tunnel, which I did.
Sure.
But I only started in 2000, so I was about 40, after a date rape, because that finalized it for me.
Yeah.
And so I started slowly giving up comfort packs to police stations, thinking what a child or what a woman or what a man, because this is not just about women. Men are also abused, and women abuse as well. So I want to make that clear to men out there. And the comfort packs are amazing. I'd love to have had a soft toy at 7. Someone hugging me and just say, you're going to be okay and move on and don't worry. And that's all it really was about. And then it just grew and grew and it became my absolute life. So obviously I never married and had children. Like I was saying to someone yesterday, again, when I go there, all the children's home say to me, but Tony, ons is jou kinders. So I guess I have a lot of children out there, a lot of wonderful people that we can help. And it's just, do you know what the saddest thing is, that in South Africa, a woman is raped before she learns to read or write.
Sure.
And that's actually the statistics. And that's something we have to stop. And normally, you know, normally it's known to you who the person is, but not always. And that's not really the point. The point is it's about uplifting this community, giving back hope, giving trust.
Yeah.
And kind of that's a bit of my story. So.
You've turned something so horrible into something so beautiful.
Mm.
You know that, right?
I think so.
That is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just want them to know there's hope. There's hope.
Yeah. So what do you do on a weekly basis at Women Against
Well,
Rape?
Yeah, Well, basically, we try and make up our comfort packs, which we need to get out as many as possible. Yeah. The comfort pack obviously consisting of all the toiletries, the sanitary pads, boxer shorts for boys, cotton panties for girls. And it's not about being, I just don't want disposables. I want to give back their dignity. So I prefer cotton panties. So we make up the comfort packs. I have a sewing project which has taken two ladies off the street. They're excellent seamstresses. They're out in Pretoria North. So we help a vast area. We have about 17 children's homes.
She feeds a lot of people.
I believe so as well. Yeah. In so many areas. You know what? And then, of course, you know, load shedding. I mean, I was saying it on air yesterday. You know, for most of us, it's just an inconvenience. For you, it is, you know, stopping this beautiful work that you're doing.
No, I can't. It's very tough for us right now, but I'm not a good beggar. You know, I'm not very good at, good at taking children out of situations, but I'm not good at knocking on someone's door and saying, please, I need a gas stove. Yeah. But somebody very kindly donated that, so that helped us to cooking Hum and Scroll. But of course, it's quite a journey, you know.
You're all over the place. The Lebanon's Bush, Hum and Scroll, Hermann's Stadt,
Eastland,
Soshanguve.
Yes.
Well, listen, if you don't mind, we're going to get you back on the line in a couple of moments' time.
We
just have to get through the news. Thank you for telling your story. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you all. Thank you all, and bless you all. A wonderful program.
We're gonna chat to you in a moment again, Janine. Don't go away. Good morning, Angels. We'll continue in a moment. What a horror story, right? But, you know, she's turned it into something so beautiful.
Absolutely so dedicated her life.
Yeah. And then you get load shedding. You know, what can we do? Coming up.
Julle gee terug, julle gee om, julle is tops.
Morning Angels with Martin Bester.